We are learning Maseches Bo Metzia, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and we're beginning on the bottom of Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. Talk to Gemara. Amar Rav Baruch Hanu Amar Rav Yechanan. Noyech loy le'odom sheyovoy al sofek eshes ish vayalbim pnei cherev erei beravim. That means it's a bigger avera and there's bigger oinchim for someone who bears someone beravim than if someone is ba on an eshes ish besofek. Even though the avera of eshes ish is very chamor, but still, being Mamalvachay Rabbim is even more chamor. What's the Raya? Menolet, Medarash Rava, from the drasha that Rava darshined from a pasuk by David HaMelech. It says in the pasuk of Tehillim, Medarash Rava, Maidach Siv, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Uvitzali Somchiv and Esafu, and then the pasuk says, Karu Veloy Damu. And the Gemara darshan is like this. Lashon Sali is Lashon of a rib, and it's a Lashon of your wife. Omadav Nekarash Baruch Hu, a Lashon of a Isha, Rabbanu Shloilam, that because of this Isha, which is Basheva, we know David HaMelech married Bathsheba, even though she was still married to Uriah Hiti, and it looked like a aver of Eishes Ish, but the truth is that it was really a Suffolk Eishes Ish, because Uriah Hiti, which was Bathsheba's husband, before he went out to war, he gave her a get and said that if he dies at war, so then the get will be chal mafreya. We retroactively, the get will be chal from before David married her. And the truth is, when David married her, Uriah Hiti was not dead yet, but later on he died. It turned out that really she was not an Eishes Ish b'shas that David married her. But in any case, there was a stikla avera that it was a suffolk Eishes Ish. And when David married Bathsheba, she suffolk Eishes Ish. And the people, the oilam was making fun and saying he's doing averas. So the pasuk says that Goli, that Vitzali Somchi, and the his enemies were happy and they're making fun of him that he did averas. And it says, Golav Yadu Alefanech, the more dash is Golav Yadu Alefanech, Shim Hayim Mekarim Vesari, if they ripped up my basar, Loi Hoya Domi Shais Laris, I wouldn't have any dam left. They wouldn't find any dam, because they embarrassed me so much, I had no blood left in me. Loi Oid, not only that, Elafilu Vesosha Iskim, Benegom Valis, even learning the Shverah Sugis of Negom and Alis, there's a hard Sugis, they also then just stopped the learning to bother me. I'm like, David, Abalish Shish, Misosa Ma, someone who's born, Eish Shish, what's the Misa? Which Misa is it? And like the Mashal speaks out, even though Negaim comes Lashon Hara, should have been careful the way they talk, they still made fun of David HaMelech at that time. And what did David answer them? V'yemer lehem, Misasoi Bechenek. You're right that the Misa is Bechenek, but V'yesu Chelek HaMabal. The Misa, someone who's Baal on a Sopik HaShish, is Misasoi Bechenek, on a Vada HaShish, is Misasoi Bechenek, but he has a Chelek HaMabal. Av HaMabim, B'tim HaChelek HaRabim, but someone embarrasses his friend Baravim ain't loy chayek on ba. So it's worse if Baravim Baravim. And the Mashal Madur Basra wants to know exactly where do you see that part in the pasuk. We see in the pasuk is Uvitzali Samchi even Asafu Karuv Loidamu means that they gathered to make fun of him, and he said that they embarrassed him so much that they ripped him open and wouldn't have any dam. And what did David answer? David answered that it's still better. Eishes, which is Misasa Bechenek, is still better than Mam Precherever Barabim, which is Ein Lechelek on Abba. So it comes out from the Gemara that not only is Sofik Eishes Ish better than Mam Precherever Barabim, even Vade Eishes Ish is better than Mam Precherever Barabim, because the Maisa has Yeshu Chelek on Abba. And Taisvis, at the end of Ramaschal Noyach, we look at Taisvis, Taisvis speaks this out. He says, Ochoa Perushim Kasha, that Filu Baal Eishes Vadai, Toiv Malbim, the Kama David, Habal Eishes, Misasa Bechenek, Yeshu Chelek on Abba. But Malbim is not like that. Zog to Gemara Vaita. Omar Mazut Rav Toiv Amurav. Va'amri lo Amurav Chana Bar Bizno, Amurav Shimon Chasida. Va'amri lo, some say it was Amurav Yechon, Amurav Shimon Yechoy. Noyech le lo'odom shiyapil atzmoy l'kif shana ish. It's better for someone to jump into a fire, into an oven, va'yavim p'nei chavei Abraham, not to embarrass his friend Abraham. How do we notice? We notice from a famous story with Tamar and Yehuda, where Tamar was pregnant, and really she was pregnant from Yehuda. She was the daughter-in-law of Yehuda, and she was pregnant from Yehuda. But they were bringing out Tamar to get killed for being Mezana, and she didn't say, oh, it's from Yehuda. She just said that I have these objects, and I'm pregnant from the people, the person who owns these objects. They didn't want to say clearly that it was them. She sent to her father-in-law that whoever owns these, that's who I'm pregnant from. And the Maisa Yehuda was Moida, and Yehuda Maisa saved Tamar. But Tamar was ready to go to Misa, to go to Sreifa, and not embarrass her father-in-law, Barab. So tomorrow, right? The Amrav Chimna Bar Breder of Edi, Maidach Siv, what says the Pasuk? Soinu Isha Samisai. The Pasuk that says the Issa Anah uses Lashon Esa Misai. And this is different that by Noas Mammon is used Lashon Achiv, Atainu Es Achiv. So what's the difference in the Lashon? Why here it says Loisainu Ish Sam Bisai? And before on Pasuk Yud Dalid, where it talks about Noas Mammon, it says Atainu Ish Es Achiv. So we darshan, the word Amisai means Am She'itachav Torah Mitzvahs. The only Issai Noas Dvarim is only to someone who keeps Torah Mitzvahs. Altaino, don't cause him pain with words if he's someone who keeps Torah Mitzvahs. Mashenkin, if he's a Rosh and does not keep Torah Mitzvahs, there's no Issa Yinoas Dvarim. But the Marashah is Medayik, since by Yinoas Mamoin it says Achiv, so there is the Issa Yinoas Mamoin when it comes to a Rosh, but there's only no Issa Yinoas Dvarim when it comes to a Rosh. Zotamar Vaitamarav, La'ulam Yodam Zor by Noas Ishish. A person should be very careful not to insult his wife, Shematoch Shnemasa Metsuya, because she cries easier. So therefore, the pain and the oinish on the ino will come faster, and therefore we be very careful by noas ishtim. So the more vayta, Om Rav Elazar, v'yoyim shenechar beis hamikdash, ninilu shari tefila. Since the beis hamikdash is charav, the tefilas have a hard time penetrating shemayim. The shar, the doors of tefila are shut. Shenem, it says in the pasuk, gam ki ezak v'ashaveya, so sam tefilasi, my tefilasi is stopped. It doesn't go all the way up. The windows of the sky are closed in front of the tefila. But va'afal pishari tefila nalu, shari demoyis l'nalu. The shar of demoyis, the gate of tears, is not shut, is not locked. Shenemar shima tefilasi Hashem v'shavasi hazina el demasi al techarash. And we darshan like this, that you're right, I'm davening to Hashem, please listen to my tefillah, my shavasi. But al demasi al techrash, I know to my tears, you're not going to be quiet. That's what he darsh in the pasuk, I am Rashi. The last part of pasuk is not a bakasha, it's a fact. Al demasi al techrash, you will not be quiet to my tears. Zogti moravaita, vamarav, kol hoilech ba'atzas ishtoi. Anyone just listens blindly to the eitzah of his wife, noifel gehenim. He could possibly fall into gehenim. We see this from Achav. Achav listened to his wicked wife, Izebel, and because of that, he landed up in gehenim. Like the pasuk says in Malachim, rak lo hoyo ka'achav, and then the pasuk says, asher eisata oisa Izebel ishtoi. Zogti moravaita, omle rapapa, is that true? Omle rapapa, abaye, va'amre inchi, there's a saying that people say, Itzach Gusa, if your wife is short, gochim etilchushla, bend down to listen to her, because she's very smart. So listen to your wife. So it's a stira. It says before, you should not listen to your wife. He says, listen to your wife. He says, it's not a stira. Loi kasha. Haba mila da alma. Rav is talking about, stam in yana olam, don't listen to your wife. But haba mila da besa. When it comes to household questions, then always listen to your wife, because she knows, and she has the right answers when it comes to yana abayis. The Rav is saying not to listen to your wife. When it comes to ruchnis dicker things, that's the husband makes the decisions. That could be the wife's department. All of the sha'arim of tefillah are closed besides shari ano. That someone who cries out to Hashem, some say because a lot of times it causes a person to get to come to tears, and therefore the shari I know are not locked. Shenema v'hinei Hashem, we dash from a pasuk. Shenema v'hinei Hashem nitzav alchoymas anoch aviyade anoch. We're dashing the words anoch. The first one anoch means loshen noas dvarim. That Hashem, if someone has a noas dvarim, then aviyade anoch, Hashem will pay, give a einish to the person who insulted him. Omra v'loza koil nifra bidei shliach. All avoinis, all aveirais are paid. Akharis Baruch gives the einish with the shliach chutz ma'ino, which he does b'kvoido v'atzma shenema v'yodei anoch. Hashem says in my hand is the midah that I give the einish. Om Rabavo shloisha, there are three averis in a paragraph nimu fneim. That means the aver is always in front of Hashem, and Hashem will always give the einish, and it's much harder to do tshuva on those, and it's much harder not to get the path of the einish on those. Which are the three averis? You know, the Gezel Vedizara. And we took him to show that these Averis are always in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu until the person does tshuva. I know the Chsiv of Yodei Anach. It's in my hand. I always see it. Gezel Chsiv is in the Pasuk. Chomos V'shoid. Shoid Lashon Gezel. Also, Yisham Abba. Aponei Tomid. It's always in front of my face. Avayizara the Chsiv. Ha'om Hamachisim Oysoy Aponei Tomid. That the Om who is angering me with Avayizara is Aponei Tomid. First, just make sure he has enough to eat in the house. A lot of the arguments in the house come, and strife come in the house, come from missing tvua, missing parnasa. Shnema, hasom gevulech shalom chel chid esbiach. How do you have shalom in the house? When you have chel chid esbiach, when you're satisfied with the food matzav in the house. Omra, papayin darma inchi, that's what people say, kimashalom sari mekada, when the barley is finished from the jug, nakash vasitigur besa, the fights and the arguments come knocking into the house. Rashi, the second shot, nakish loshen is if you bang the jug and it makes noise, it means it's empty. You hear it's hollow. Then you know it'll come tigra on the base. That's loshen nakish. Either nakish means the meriva comes knocking, or Rashi's second shot is that when I knock the jug, it makes noise. It means it's coming tigra base. A person should be careful to always have parnasa. Dalim, is called dalim. Ella al iske tvuah. They're missing the tvuah. They don't have tvuah. Shadam is in the pasuk v'hoyim zari Yisrael. It says v'yachnu aleihem. Uchsev v'yidai Yisrael ma'id pnei midyan. Midyan laid siege and there had no tvuah left and destroyed all the tvuah. It says v'yidai Yisrael. They were called dalim. A person should be very careful in the cover of his wife, because that alone is a schooler for parnasa. Because bracha is found in the house, because b'schus your wife. Shenema ula Avram hetiv ba'avura. This is a pasuk with Avram and Sarah. It's actually they're talking about with Parai, but we're dashing that Avram got parnasa because of her ba'avura. V'hainu da'amri lo Rav ben Chuzza. Rav told ben Chuzza a kiyun shechayu. Take care of your wives. This is the ear, like Rashi says, ear rova dar v'seicha kachshma. This is the place where you lived. He said, take care of your wives. Kehecha ditisatru. If you want to become wealthy, take care of your wives. That is a school for panasa.